Well, welcome to Trojan Preview for week 6 of the high school football season. Jim Field joined by Atlantic head football coach Tim Duff. Tim, as always, appreciate the time. Coming off a victory last week, a 20-7 win over Glenwood on the road. Nice opportunity for your kids to face a little adversity early on, but then keep plugging away and stick to the game plan and play well down the stretch to pick up the win.
Yeah, you know, anytime you go on the road and get a victory in district play, it's important. And especially when you go to Glenwood, it's your homecoming game. We knew that they were going to come out and play inspired football and physical football, especially at the start of the game. And we knew, that start of the game was going to be critical. And, we were pretty sluggish. We struggled a little bit early on. We moved the ball a few times. We just couldn't capitalize once we got anywhere near scoring opportunities, just some mistakes and some drive-killing, penalties and put the ball on the ground on a couple fumbles between the quarterback and center exchange. And those always hurt. And but we thought, at halftime, we didn't make a lot of changes. It was just trying to clean up, some of our mistakes. And kids came out, thought we played a better second half. We executed better offensively, especially up front. We were able to move the ball on the ground a little bit to establish a running game and put some points on the board.
It seemed like the kids in the second half never really panicked much. It didn't seem like the game plan really changed a whole lot, just the execution was a little better.
Yeah, like I said, we didn't make a lot of adjustments at half. It was just trying to clean up and making sure, we were being more physical and just some sloppy mistakes and our concentration, I think, second half improved. And defensively, they had one big run there at the start of the second half, and then after that our defense really stepped up, especially against the run. I thought our front seven, eight players did a good job fitting their gaps there in the second half, and we put Glenwood behind the chains. And anytime you can make a team play from third and long and second and long situations, it gives your defense a big advantage, and I thought we did a good job of that the second half last Friday.
Well, I know establishing the ground game is always going to be key, and boy, you really did last week. Nearly 300 yards on the ground. Jake Dvorak came out with a real solid rushing night for you. That really had to set the tone.
Yeah, I thought we ran the ball pretty well, Jim, and Jake ran hard. Derek Stork ran hard. Gunnar Bloom ran pretty well, and so did Christian Holzoffel. So we had some backs back there, toting the ball and running hard, and we moved the ball on the ground. We just had a few mistakes early in the game where we weren't able to sustain drives, caused us to have to give the ball up to Glenwood. But in the second half, we moved the ball very well on the ground and put it in the end zone. And we still had a couple opportunities that we left points out on the field. And this Friday, homecoming game against Harlan. If we do that against a team like Harlan, we're asking for trouble.
Well, and that was a big game last week, just simply because they're all district games, they're all important. And 2-1 now in the district puts you right in the thick of the hunt, and you're playing another team now this Friday night that's also 2-1 in Harlan. They might look at that 2-1 a little differently than you guys look at your 2-1 because of their recent history, but this is an extremely important game for both ball clubs. And, in a lot of ways, both ball clubs can be vulnerable at different points.
Yeah, you probably, as far as records go, this is as even as it gets. Harlan's 2-1. Their point differential in the district play is 2.33. And the point differential, that's what the state uses to determine, if there's a tie for standings. And, Atlantic, we're 2-1, and our point differential's 2.33. So both teams are exactly the same record-wise, point differential-wise. And so tonight, one team's going to be 3-1 and the other team's going to be scrambling to try to make it in, one of those final spots. So a huge game tonight. Harlan at 2-1, obviously, that's something they've not experienced in a long time. They haven't lost a district game since Atlantic beat them back in 2002, I believe, and Harlan's won every district game since. So their district loss against Carroll was their first, in almost a decade. So their program, they know how to win, and they expect to win. And so we know in order for us to be able to play with them, we've got to stand toe-to-toe and battle for 48 minutes. You know, you're not going to beat a Harlan team on one big play or two big plays or three big plays. The only way you're going to beat a Harlan team is to play like Harlan, and that's to grind it out. That's to battle every play play until the final whistle blows.
Coach, it's a different Harlan team, though, than what you traditionally would see with Coach Kurt Blatt. Usually keep it on the ground, throw when you have to, do a lot of different things, and flex you out a little bit. But this is a team that's relied so incredibly heavily on the pass. They've struggled running the football. Last week, for example, in their win over Lewis Central, a 21-14 win at 37 rushing yards in that ball game. That's 37 rushing yards, by the way, on how many carries was it? 26? It's not a real good average. They're struggling on the ground. But that doesn't mean your defense can solely focus on that air attack.
No, Harlan, Coach Blatt and the Harlan staff, they do a great job of, doing what they're good at. And right now, their quarterback in Osborne, a three-year starter, a great quarterback, has great presence, throws a nice ball, especially deep balls, and very confident back in there. And their line, they're big kids. They're probably better at pass protection than their run blocking, but their run blocking has been improving. We've seen that on film. And our run defense, we've given up yards. And so we know that they're going to come out and try to establish a run and their mix of pass in. I think we'll see a pretty balanced attack from Harlan tonight. Without a doubt, Coach Blatt, he's going to do what it takes to win. And if that means throwing the ball more than running, that's what they're going to do. And that's why they win football games. Put their kids, give their kids opportunities to win. They put them in situations where they can succeed. And, as a coach, that's what you're always trying to do.
Well, defending the pass is really a two-pronged operation. It's not just the defensive backs, good coverage and good schemes. It's also getting pressure on the quarterback. And we haven't had a ton of success at that this year. Is that going to be one of the keys tonight?
Yeah, you bet. If we let Zach Osborne stand back there and get comfortable in the pocket, they have some nice targets, some good receivers, and they're going to find holes in our zone and get open. So we've got to be able to get some pressure up front, and so that's going to come down to our front four getting off blocks and getting upfield, especially in passing situations, when we can pin our ears back and hopefully, try to get upfield. The problem is if you put too much pressure and you leave your containment, Osborne's real good at he's not afraid to tuck the ball down and take off and run if the pass rush opens up a hole. So, the challenge tonight is to put pressure on him, but we want to keep him contained in the pocket at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You got a chance to ruin somebody else's homecoming last week. You surely don't want that to happen to you this week. Homecoming means different things to different coaches. Some love it, some don't. Does it really matter much? Do the kids pay a whole lot of attention to that stuff once they get there, out there on the field?
Jim, some teams are different. Every team's a little different. Every team has their own personality. I'd say right now, I don't think it's been a major, a major problem for our kids. Our practices have been pretty good this week, so I think our focus is there. I think they understand that if there wasn't a football game, you wouldn't have homecoming, and that's why people come back. They come back to watch the game on Friday night, and that's what it's all about. And so hopefully we understand what's at stake, not only with our future in this district and looking forward, but just pride in Atlantic. Harlan's beaten us, 24 out of the last 25 years. In 25 years, Atlantic's only beaten Harlan one time. And, that's an outstanding, an astonishing, stat. And that's something I think the kids, they really want to dig in and try to help change that. And, we want to stand up and say, Atlantic, we have a good football team, and hopefully we can come out and play with anybody.
Well, you've got Lewis Central tonight already sitting on two district losses, and they're facing the undefeated district team here tonight, one of them in Carroll. So, I mean, they could be sitting on three losses already this week. The two of you sitting here, I mean, these are games, and you're going to get Lewis Central next week. These are teams that you're competing with for these playoff spots. This isn't the old days where everybody just assumed Harlan would win the championship in the district and everybody else was fighting for the rest of the playoff berths. These are all teams you compete with. These are the important ones.
Yeah, you know the games, every game's important, of course, but, you know, right now, a win tonight would really, move us in the right direction, obviously, going forward, and a loss, puts us in a hole. So I think our kids understand that, and like I said, I think we've had a pretty good week of preparation, and hopefully we can come out and be physical and compete for 48 minutes, because that's what Harlan's going to do. You know, they're not going to stop playing regardless of the score. When they have an opportunity, to sway momentum, they're going to take their shots deep, and that's what Harlan's done for the last 40 years, and we know that that's what we're going to get tonight, and so hopefully we can come out and play with that same sort of energy and that same sort of excitement and purpose to compete for a victory.
Yep. I know watching a few of the games here this year too, one of the things I've noticed is finishing drives and finishing tackles at different times too would be really real keys for tonight. And if you don't do those two things, you set yourself up for a lot of tough nights.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head there, Jim. It comes down to us, how we finish and do things. We have some talent, there's no doubt. We can move the ball at times. There's no question about that. We got to finish our drives offensively, and defense, we got to play until the whistle blows and make sure, we're wrapping and gang tackling to the ball. So, I think that's the key tonight.
Are you healthy tonight, Coach?
Yeah, that's the thing about football. That's where you judge a program is, during the football season, you're going to have some nicks and bruises and injuries. So, hopefully, we're come out here with 11 guys we put on the field and play hard. At this point in the season, everybody's got injuries and everybody's playing, different personnel, and that's part of the game of football. But, that's how you ultimately judge a program is by its depth. If they're able to sustain some a few nicks and injuries, and the next guy step up and do the job that's expected. And so, we'll have some different guys on the field, but I think we're in pretty good shape.
Very good. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.
You bet. That's Tim Duff, head coach of the Atlantic Football Trojans. Game time 7:30 at the Trojan Bowl tonight. Our Brett Johnson will be up in the press box giving us live updates throughout the evening of the matchup tonight in Class 3A District 1. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy what we hope will be a very good, entertaining, and high-spirited football game between Atlantic and Harlan tonight. For Tim Duff, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.